Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother.
It's that time of week. Joe and Cindy Farini join us each Monday from 7 to 7:30 to chat about things, family and marriage. This week, I believe we have a topic that comes to us about family meals. So welcome back to the show, Joe and Cindy.
Thank you.
Good morning.
So what is this dilemma we're facing from a listener today?
Well, the wife wrote this, or the husband wrote this. My wife feels it's important for us to have family meals together. My schedule is often unpredictable. It sounds like he's in the medical profession, he says. And sometimes getting home on time or even being home for dinner is impossible. Do you have any thoughts of how to remedy this?
Okay, so did you guys do family meals every night?
Well, we certainly try to make that happen. I mean, that's very important. But, you know, being in the medical field, every once in a while, I would have an emergency, and all I had to do was just basically call Cindy up, and she understood, and that, you know, that was my job to take care of those things. But, you know, being a dentist now for 40 years, I have a pretty controlled practice. So but to provide a more accurate scenario to this scenario, I have to tell you, to be honest with this guy, I mean, in the early years of my practice, I mean, working 60 hours plus a week and having been on staff at the local hospital for 25 years, I mean, there were times that I would get those in the middle of the night calls, and the hospital calls were not my regular patients, fortunately, but I would go to the hospital as needed. And that would be, you know, during the holidays, that would be at dinner time, that'd be any time. And there were times I would have to meet patients in the middle of the night at the office. And it wasn't very often, but in those situations, Cindy certainly understood that I needed to be there. But as a rule, I mean, I agree with the wife. I think it's very important to have family meals together. And we need to try to be intentional about doing that, making that a priority. But I would have to say I wouldn't be dogmatic on this one. I mean, I don't know this husband's schedule. It sounds pretty unpredictable at this time. And the wife and family just need to understand the situation. But I have to tell you, I mean, the turning point for me was pretty dramatic. I remember this one time I was going to work, and my daughter, Christina, she must have been all of maybe 4 or 5 years old at the time. And as I was leaving for work, as she would traditionally do, she'd give me a hug and kiss me goodbye. But this time she said to me, "Daddy, will we see you tonight? Or will we see you tomorrow? Or will we see you the day after that?"
Oh.
And I, at that point, I just looked at Cindy, and she gave me one of those teacher's looks. You know, looks.
I've seen Cindy's look like that. I bet you were nervous.
Yeah, and all she said was, "Well,
Cindy." What's the answer, huh?
Well, at that point, I began just to reduce my office hours. I changed my staff status at the hospital, and I made it a priority to do my best to make my family a priority. But, it does take time, does take commitment to, maintain a high quality practice, and patient care is still my number one goal. But I also need to be proactive in controlling my schedule as much as possible. But again, I don't know this guy's responsibilities. I don't know his job. So I can't be dogmatic with this one. But I do know this.
Sorry. Go ahead, Joe. Finish.
I was just going to say that. I mean, here I am, about 65 years old, and I can tell you that life is short, and we all are going to leave a legacy someday, and so we all just need to make an agonizing reappraisal, is what I call it, of our lives, and determine what kind of legacy do we want to leave. I mean, that is what must I be doing today in order to leave that type of a legacy that I'd like to leave behind? And that's not an easy decision. I mean, it might sound easy to some people, but I can tell you, I was on the National Board of Directors for the Medical Ministry, Campus Crusade, for years. And tragically, I saw many of my colleagues choose to spend more time on their profession rather than working on their marriage and family. And consequently, I saw many of them over the years end up either being very isolated in their marriage or end up in divorce court. And that was very sad. So it's a perspective that I have, but it's something that every person, no matter if it's a medical profession or not, they need to make this decision as to, making this a priority, which I think it is.
Now, Cindy, what's your wife's perspective on this one?
Well, I agree with Joe in that, you know, it's going to be hard for us to make a dogmatic final kind of conclusion for this man who wrote this. Not everybody has a job like Joe did that he could change his hours, and it was his own business, so he could change it to accommodate our own family. And I'm very thankful that he was willing to do that, because not only for family meals, but for other things, it was a wonderful opportunity. But when you don't have that opportunity because someone else is controlling your hours, then I think that becomes another.
You know what? It looks like we've lost the connection here, but we've gotten some great advice this week, nonetheless, from Joe and Cindy Farini. It sounds like they might be back because
are you there?
Of an we're here, Cindy. Because of an odd connection here, perhaps you should give us kind of your final thoughts on this.
Well, yes, I think it's important that the couple communicate and that they recognize what their schedule is, and to really just discuss what it should look like. And I don't think that it's just meal time that's important. I think what's important is quality time together as a family. So find other ways that you can get together as a family. Maybe it's breakfast, maybe it's lunch, maybe it's activities that you do together. So I think it's important that they communicate. And certainly when the husband is coming home from work or leaving his office, whatever, that he calls and says, you know, I'm coming home now. Or to say earlier in the day, hey, we have an emergency excuse me, scheduled. I won't be home for about another hour than usual, but I'll call you when I'm on my way home.
Great advice. And if folks want to get connected to you too, how do they do that?
We'd love to have them come to Facebook at My Marriage Matters. Excuse me, at My Marriage Matters. And give us the questions there if you'd like, or if you'd like to privately email us. We'd love to have you come to our website, joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com, and we'll make sure that we get those questions answered immediately, but then also maybe we'll put them on the air with permission.
All right. Thanks, you guys. We're always grateful for you. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Take care.